Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 2nd edition. Hope everybody had a great Thursday. Four-game early, three-game late slate, kind of all across the board. Fun for baseball, but tough for DFS. So hope you guys had a good time, took the day off because of the smaller slates as usual. We're back for y'all on Friday with 13 games to break down for you to head on into the weekend. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. I tweet out all the podcasts, just wrapped up Above in the Bloom with Ryan Bloomfield. Go check that out. You got Bench with Bubba, First Pitch Podcast, this podcast, and then written content at Baseball HQ, Game of the Edge Fantasy, and Fantasy Pros. So go check it all out on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Your totals on this 13-game slate, Phillies Nationals 9, Cardinals Pirates 9, Blue Jays Mets 8.5, Rays Red Sox 9, Mariners Rangers 8.5, Guardians Twins 8.5, Angels Astros 7.5, Rockies Royals 9, Cubs Padres 8.5, Braves Diamondbacks 9, Yankees Dodgers 8.5, Orioles Giants 7.5. Handful of nines out there, but overall one of the better pitching slates we've had in a while. So let's get cracking on it. You got Shohei Ohtani, $10,700 going up against the Astros in Houston. So that'll be fun to see how this one pans out. In his last start against Miami, 6 innings, 1 earned, 10 Ks. He's been dominant more often than not this season, Mr. Shohei Ohtani. And again, facing an Astros team striking out nearly 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last 2 weeks. The 248 average and a 195 ISO. Shohei will be a good tournament play. Most will not go to Shohei, so it makes a good tournament play for Ohtani, but you might not need to go there if you're not feeling it. You got Framber Valdez, $10,100 at home against Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He got pushed back a game. He's supposed to pitch on Thursday. Coming into on Friday to face the Angels, an Angels team that this is quite the all or nothing approach the Angels have versus lefties right now. Over the last 2 weeks, it's only 80 plate appearances, a small sample. Over the last 2 weeks, the Angels are striking out nearly 33% of the time versus lefties, a third of the time, but they're also hitting 300 with a 343 ISO. They are having some great success over the last 2 weeks against left-handed pitching, so pick your poison. Framber gets a lot of ground balls, limits the hard contact, could enjoy the strikeouts. Framber makes for a nice tournament play at 10-1. Ohtani's fine at 10-7. Now, when you go down below here, you got Logan Webb at $9,700 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Webb coming off a gem against Milwaukee where he struck out 11. He's just been absolutely outstanding this season. So I'm all about the Logan Webb chain. If you don't even want to play Framber or Shohei, you want to go to Logan Webb at 97. He's very much in play. Baltimore over the last 2 weeks, 21% K rate, 268 average, 169 ISO. Going to be without Cedric Mullins for a while. So Webb at 97 is a very interesting play. You got Luis Castillo going into Texas, one of the hottest teams in all of baseball at 94. That can be a fun one for you. But here's one to keep an eye on. Zach Wheeler, $9,200 on the road against Washington. Wheeler was insane against Atlanta, put up 43 points his last time out. Got hit around against Arizona, pitched well at the Giants, great at Toronto. It's been a really rocky season for Zach Wheeler. Now he gets a Washington Nationals team. It's usually a go-to spot, but a team I want to bring up because I've been bringing it up a lot lately. They're striking out only 16% of the time versus righties over the last 2 weeks, hitting 270 with a 205 ISO. So they're not a complete pushover. The way I look at the Nationals, you can have a good outing with, you know, facing the Nationals, but can you have an outing that's going to win you a tournament at $9,200? That's not happening as often right now. So that's the conundrum. Mike Wheeler is a very good play. If anybody can do it, you want a guy like Wheeler because he can do it. We saw the 12 Ks in his last performance. He can maybe get the ball rolling there against the Washington Nationals. But by far, is it a walk in the park like it's been in you know, seasons past, months past? Not so much. These national teams, I talk about it, Thomas and Candelario and Meneses and Abrams and others, and Cedric even, are starting to hit the ball versus right-handed pitching. So it's something to keep an eye on. He's not a lock like he once was. You got Clayton Kershaw at 9K. You got Merrill Kelly at 87. These are all guys that are pitching really well this season, but you got Kershaw versus the Yankees. You got Merrill Kelly versus the Atlanta Braves. These are tough, tough spots. You got Justin Verlander versus the Toronto Blue Jays. That's another ridiculous spot, especially the way Verlander's been kind of getting hit around of late. Got destroyed in Coors. Pitched well against Cleveland. Shelled against Tampa Bay. Well against Cincinnati. What's it going to be? Toronto's a very good offense. So you got these top-end pitchers, and that's why you know you got your Shohei's and your Frambers up top. Logan Webb I like a ton against Baltimore. But then it gets interesting. You got Castillo at Texas. Wheeler at Washington. Everyone's going to go to Wheeler in this range. So does it make Castillo a good pivot? Does it make Kershaw at home against the Yankees a good spot here? Yankees are going to get back Donaldson. They're going to get back Stanton and some other players. Kershaw's had like three straight really disappointing starts for the price point. And now you get the New York Yankees who are really feeling it, especially Aaron Judge, now with 18 home runs on the season. And over the last 2 weeks, you know, you look at a New York Yankees team that's striking out 37% of the time. That's only 19 plate appearances. We're going to have to make that a little bit more for the Yankees situation here. Let's look at the entire month of May for the Yankees versus left-handed pitching. Okay, 170. They just haven't faced a lot of lefties. 24% K rate, 247 average, 273 ISO. That's a lot of power against left-handed pitching. Merrill Kelly's been awesome, but it's the Braves. Verlander versus Toronto is one I'm going to take a little peek at. We're going to shorten the sample size. We'll do 3 weeks when it comes to Verlander here and right-handed pitching. And I don't know. We got a little bit of a problem here. Let's reset FanGraphs here because that was fun. Right-handed pitching. And we're going to do 3 weeks in May instead of 2 weeks to kind of get an idea here. And when you look at the Toronto Blue Jays over the last 3 weeks versus right-handed pitching, that looks a lot better now. 18% K rate, 291 average, 159 ISO, not a walk in the park by any means. Bailey Ober versus Cleveland stands out to me. $8,400 for Ober going up against Cleveland. Again, only 19% Ks, but 243, 142 ISO. That's compared to all the teams we just talked about. It's a team you can get. Now, does Ober have the ceiling that some of those other guys have? Probably not. Does he bring a safer floor in action? Heck yeah, he does. So you got that going for you here. Chris Bassett's been rough. Aaron Civale against Minnesota is very interesting. Tyler Glasnow at Boston is one that I like at $7,900. I'll mention him. Glasnow went 4 1/3, earned 8 Ks against the Dodgers for 16 points. He threw 83 pitches. He's getting stretched out. We know the race philosophy, 80, 85 pitches more often than not. So that can be a problem yet again. But he is facing Boston, who's striking out 23% of the time versus righties, the 240 average and a 139 ISO. So I think Glasnow very much in play. Love me some Chucky Morton. So this could just be a slate where there's some very, very, very good players, pitchers at like the 8K range and above. Let's just save some cash. Let's save some cash and have these guys that could put up great floors and potential ceilings. And Charlie Morton's one of them. The dude's a beast. Talked about him on Bubba the Bloom. His April to May K to walk percentage changers. He's coming off 20 points against Philly. He had 34 at Texas. He had 23 against Boston. You know it's going to be 5-6 innings, 4 runs or so, maybe less, tons of strikeouts. And he's going up against an Arizona team, 19% K rate, 239 average, 186 ISO versus righties over the last 3 weeks. Give me some Chucky Morton. John Gray is outstanding at $7,600 against Salem Mariners. This might be one of the better plays on the slate, period. He's got 21 or more in 4 straight starts, 29 or more in 3 or 4. He was also talked about on Bubba the Bloom. His April to May changes have been tremendous, and a lot of that's been something we've talked about for a while. It started against Seattle on May 8th. Pitch mix change, velocity changed with the pitch mix. John Gray became a completely different pitcher. Now he goes up against the Seattle Mariners team, striking out 25% of the time with a 228 average, 158 ISO over the last 3 weeks. John Gray might be one of my favorite pitchers on this entire slate. Love, love that play. You going down a little farther here. Jack Flaherty is interesting at $6,800. He put up 17 points in his last start against Cleveland, 9.7, 37. We've seen these peaks and valleys. He's $6,800. That allows you to have peaks and valleys. Jack Flaherty is a guy I've talked about on bench with Bubba. I picked him up in a league. He was available as a guy I'm willing to stream. He's facing Pittsburgh, who they woke up a bit on their last trip, but not a ton. They're still striking out 25% of the time versus righties, hitting 233 with a 152 average over the last 3 weeks. Jack Flaherty at $6,800 has legs to it. It really does on this slate. It's a very good slate. Again, tons of big names up top, but the matchups are tough. We could save some cash, have some fun down here. So recapping things, now you got the Otani Valdez matchup up top. I'm good with it either way. I prefer Valdez personally over the two. Just save a few bucks, see what happens. Otani's totally fine. But I could also go down below. Give me Logan Webb against the Baltimore Orioles. I like that, $9,700. And then it's just tricky. You got Castillo, Wheeler, Kershaw, Merrill Kelly, Verlander. All good arms. Honestly, I'm probably staying away unless you get a very, very big ownership leverage we see when it comes out on Friday. That'd be the only way I'd go there, because there's options below here. Like, you got Bailey Ober at 84. You got Tyler Glasnow at 79, which is very nice in tournaments. Love Charlie Morton. I could easily see myself going Charlie Morton with a Logan Webb. Or I can go Charlie Morton with my favorite pitcher on the slate and John Gray. John Gray at $7,600, I absolutely love. I'm kind of worried he'll be chalked just because how good he has pitched. He should not be $7,600. That like stood out like a sore thumb on this slate. So I like that a ton as well. And then Jack Flaherty at 68. So if I have to really, really narrow this down, and this is Thursday night, almost 11 p.m. Pacific time recording this, a lot can change come Friday. That's where my cheat sheet comes out on Gaining the Edge and whatnot. But right now, my four pitchers, Logan Webb, Charlie Morton, John Gray, Jack Flaherty. No one will ever guess that looking at this list of pitchers on this slate, but that's where we're sitting at this point in time. And I like it a lot because it also gives you a lot of leverage for the bats on this slate.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Speaking of bats, let's check them out here. Catcher's position for you. You got Salvi Perez versus Chase Anderson at $5,200. Kansas City should be very popular if you can afford them on this slate, which we can with those list of pitchers we discussed. JTR is $4,800. Jonah Heim, 47 versus Castillo. You got Cal Raleigh, if you're fading John Gray at 46, could be a play for you. Cheaper plays, though, below 4K. Francisco Alvarez versus Bassett at 34 is very, very nice. I can get behind that for sure. Gary Sanchez is homered in both games with the Padres. He DH'd on Thursday and played very well. He's $3,300 versus Jameson Taillon. You can't ignore it. You just can't. Because if you've listened to me throughout the years, the thing with Gary Sanchez, he's usually affordable, and he's the perfect GPP play. He could strike out every at-bat. He could double dong with ease. He is a great GPP play at $3,300 versus Jameson Taillon. Going down below 3K, though, you got the likes of maybe a Jake Rogers versus Mike Clevenger. Detroit could be a nice little value piece. Going up against Clevenger coming off the IL, that'd be a spot I would have zero problem targeting. If Furman is in the catch for Kansas City, he's $2,700 versus Chase Anderson. Yan Gomes versus Michael Wacha at 27 would be another value I can get behind. You should know me by now. You got Patrick Bailey. He's $2,600 versus Dean Kramer. That is my favorite price per dollar catcher at this point in time. I'll just keep playing him. I don't care. He either goes over, or it gets you pretty much double digits, and that is beautiful at its price point every single game. So I'm a big fan of that. Otherwise, check your lineups. Big, big slate. You will get some interesting values that come out. Like I played Heinemann from Toronto on Tuesday. He got like 5 points at $2,100. Not trying to play him versus Verlander, but you will find value, especially at the catcher's position. First base, you got Olsen versus Kelly at 57. Like I like Merrill Kelly. I think he's legit. There's going to be some blowups coming here sooner than later. He'll still have a very good season as a whole, but there will be blowups, and the Braves could be that team. So keep that in mind. I like St. Louis a ton versus Ronzi Contreras. Ronzi's just no control. You're going to get to the Pittsburgh bullpen early, so Goldie at 56 could be in play for you. Freddie Freeman versus Luis Severino at 54 is a good tournament play. Severino's been decent, but I ain't a believer in that at all. Cheaper options, though. Jake Cronenworth versus Taillon. I'm starting to like San Diego versus Taillon a bunch. He's $4,300. You got Brandon Drury. If you are fading Valdez, Drury went deep again on Thursday. We love Drury versus lefties. He's $4,100. Not sure that's the play I'm looking to make, but it's there. Joey Gallo, Aaron Civale coming off the IL. He's been very good, but how many pitches? Indians, Guardians, bullpen, excuse me. And Guardians have been good, the bullpen-wise. But Gallo, first base, outfield at 4K could be one for you. Andrew Vaughn, White Sox are going right back to him. They got Olsen pitching for Detroit. Vaughn's $3,700. That's good. Pasquantino at 36 versus Chase Anderson. So it's AL Central, baby. White Sox and Royals, and then Detroit could be a little bit of value too. So you got some options there. Luke Rayleigh's $3,500 versus Whitlock. That'd be one you could look at as well. Josh Naylor's day-to-day with an injured wrist. He's $3,300 versus Ober. If he's back to the lineup, it's a decent value. I'm an Ober fan, but that's good value for the upside Naylor brings to the table. If you're stacking the Giants, Lamont Wade Jr. is $3,100 versus Kramer. I'll keep using this guy because he's very good. It's Nolan Jones, the Rockies. He's first base outfield eligible. Going up against Jordan Lyles, he's only $2,900. Probably better suited for the outfield, but still a great value at first base if you need it. So Nolan Jones is a good value on this slate. He's just good pop, good overall bat skills. I'm a fan of that for sure. Gavin Sheets at 26, first base outfield eligible, is a good tournament play for Olsen. And if you're stacking the White Sox, he's been, even last week, in some really good spots to stack the White Sox that we were on. Sheets is always a lower rostered section of that, and that made for some very, very nice leverage with the White Sox stack. Second base for you, Simeon's always worth the look. Betts as well. I love this Betts. You second base outfielder forever. Third, like Wednesday, he's outfield only. Now he's back to second base outfield. Like DraftKings, you're the best. Gleyber Torres, if you believe Kershaw is kind of broken, Torres is $5,200. It's insane price tag against Kershaw, but it's there. Cheaper plays though, Nolan Gorman at 49 versus Ronzi Contreras. I like that for sure. Nico Horner at 4,800 versus Waka is in play for you as well. Ozzie Albies at 47 versus Merrill Kelly. Brandon Lau. Give me Gorman, give me Horner, and then give me like Jorge Polanco at 45 versus Savali. Brendan Stott. This could be a fun one. Philadelphia going against Josiah Gray. Talked about him on Bubba the Bloom. His K to walk percentage dropped so much. It's like it's around 1.6 or something in May. He's just walking everybody, somehow not giving up home runs. That's going to come eventually. And Philadelphia can take advantage of that. Brandon Stott at $4,400 leading off for the Phillies. You got Cronenworth at 43, who I like a lot as well. So there's like not cheap guys in each position, but there's some decent like mid-price guys that'll fit in real nicely with the pitching on the slate. 4K and below now. You got like some Andrés Giménez at 38 versus Ober. He's not been great, but had a couple good games here of late. Rugnan Odor, if he's in the Padres lineup, he's second base, third base at 3K versus Taillon. He'd be one to take a peek at. Edward Julian got sent to AAA with all the Twins getting injured on Thursday. He might be back at $2,800, so keep an eye on him if he somehow finds his way into the lineup for you. A few other guys down here. Gonzalez of Chicago, Romy Gonzalez, has been playing pretty well in the power department. Tournament play-wise, he's $2,400 versus Olsen. Michael Massey, he's $2,300 versus Anderson. That's another good value. So you had a couple nice values at second base. Third base for you on this slate. You got Devers at 58 against Glasnow. Probably going to pass on that. But we'll actually probably save money in general. I'll skip right through this. Muncy at 51 versus Severino is not bad. You got Austin Riley at 55K versus Kelly. Not bad. You can probably save a few more dollars. Ryan McMahon at 46 is in fuego right now. Great series in Colorado. Comes to Arizona, keeps just smoking the baseball. He's $4,600 for Jordan Lyles. Yoan Moncada is $4,300 versus Olsen. Those would be two guys I look to go to if you don't want to pay up. Again, mid-priced guys. There's some options on this slate. Zach McKinstry's 4K versus Clevenger leading off for Detroit, third base outfield. He'd be another dude I'd take a look at. Isak Paredes at 37. If you're stacking Tampa Bay, he'll be overlooked because it's righty-righty, and people don't always believe in that stuff. He's interesting. If you want to get really, 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 really contrarian, maybe you're doing a 20 max or something, Heimer Candelario is $3,500 for his Wheeler, the candy man. I talk about him every show. Really, really good stuff, especially at the price point you're getting. Going down cheaper, Royce Lewis, third base shortstop, $3,100. Love that price tag. He had his second home run of the season on Thursday. You got Jake Berger at 31. So Lewis and Berger, both really good price tags at $3,100. You can almost pay for two expensive pitchers on this slate based on this early pricing. So enjoy it. Rougned Odor at 3K. We talked about Casey Schmidt of the Giants, third base shortstop at 3K. Another option for you. Below 3K, you know, Willie Castro, if you're feeling super desperate, not looking to go there. Not a ton down here. You will find something probably. Shortstop, though, you got Corey Seager at 59. Sure, but Bobby Witt Jr. at 55 versus Anderson. That's a big one. Xander at 51 versus Tyon. I could see us getting behind. Swanson at 48 versus Waka can be interesting as well. Tim Anderson versus Olsen at 46. Anderson hasn't been, like, crushing the baseball, but one of these days it should hopefully start clicking for the shortstop for the White Sox. Farther down the list here, though, man, shortstop is top heavy tonight. You can go Ezekiel Tovar. He went deep on Thursday. He's $3,100. He was a dude I've been looking at lately. He's hitting 353 over his last 10 games. That's his first home run. But he's got a stolen base. He's got five doubles. He's putting up points. He's $3,100 versus Jordan Lyles. Mentioned Royce Lewis is $3,100. Casey Schmidt's 3K. So you got that little 3K to $3,100 rendo of three dudes right there that can really help you. CJ Abrams is $2,800 if you do want to fade Wheeler like I talked about. So you got a few guys down here if you don't want to pay up a shortstop. For the most part, it's a pay-up position, but definitely some options for you in that low, low price range. Outfield on a 13-game slate, tons and tons of options. You got Acuna at 65. He's fine. Judge against Kershaw at 63 is very intriguing. Bryce Harper versus Josiah Gray at 6K is outstanding. Because I'm telling you, the Josiah Gray game is coming, and to get Harper at 6K in that matchup is – it's fun because most people are either paying up for like Judge or Acuna or they're saving cash. So that can be fun there with Bryce Harper. That Philadelphia one's looking more and more appealing to me against Washington. Below 6K, though, you got Randy Rosarena at 56 versus Whitlock. Juan Soto versus Tyon at 55 is very, very nice. Like that as well. Corbin Carroll versus Morton. As much as I like Morton, Carroll's been awesome. He had a walk-off two-run single on Thursday. He's $5,400 there versus Charlie Morton. Lou Bob keeps producing. He's $5,300 versus Olsen. So you can go to him for sure. Farther down, 5K into the 2K range. Stanton is back. He's $5,100 versus Kershaw. But going below here, Just Dongs Martinez is $4,900. Crushing baseballs. We usually prefer him versus lefties, but he's hitting everybody right now. Hitting 390 over his last 10 games. He's $4,900 versus Luis Severino. That's a good tournament play. Kyle Schwarber is $4,900 versus Gray. Schwarber's been bad, but it's a good tournament play as well. Justin Lowe's $4,700 versus Whitlock. I like that quite a bit. Going down to the mid 4Ks and below, you got Lourdes Gurriel Jr. has been on fire. He's $4,500 versus Morton. Randall Grichuk's $4,100 versus Lyles. That could be one to look at if you're stacking up that Colorado Kansas City game. Mentioned Joey Gallo at 4K earlier, Zach McKinstry at 4K earlier. Eloy Jimenez, he's been battling leg issues already because that's what Eloy does is get hurt, but he's still hitting very, very well. He's got a 6, 7, 8, 9. He's got since he's been returned on the 28th, he's hit safely in all four games. 7 or more points, 2 double-digit points. He's been very effective. He's 4K versus Olsen. Below 4K now, you got a hole here. You got maybe Harold Ramirez at $3,700 versus Whitlock. Whit Merrifield not against Verlander, never mind. Luke Raley at 35 versus Whitlock is another one you could look at. Yastrzemski at 35 versus Kramer. Be nice if Conforto was back, but I kind of still worry he's going to be out for a little bit here. So keep that in mind, though. He'd be in play if he's back. Because that means he's healthy, and we like that. MJ Melendez at $3,300. I think it's a really good value versus Chase Anderson. Melendez, it's been a rough year, but I keep talking about he's playing much, much better, especially in tournaments like 0, 18, 16, 4, 14, 7. He's putting up points at a relatively nice price tag at $3,300 for MJ Melendez. Going down to the low 3Ks now, Jordan Walker is getting called up by St. Louis. He's $3,300 for his Ronzi Contreras. So keep him on your radar. Just look at that lineup in general, because you got Nubar, who I'd love versus Contreras, but he's day-to-day. You got Burleson. You got Donovan. See what lineup comes out there, because it's very intriguing to fade Ronzi Contreras. I just don't know who's going to be in the freaking lineup right now, and that makes it very, very challenging. If you're not using Flaherty and you want a tournament play, Jack Sawinski is $3,200, kind of heating up again. He's the total peaks and valley type guy. Right now, he's starting to try to peak again. Nick Prado's 3K first base outfield eligible versus Chase Anderson. Going below 3K now. Nolan Jones mentioned him earlier, $2,900. That's a great price tag first base outfield versus Jordan Lyles. There's Brendan Donovan. He's only $2,900. He's an intriguing play. Brendan Marsh, he got pinch hit for us. The only problem I'm worried about, but he's $2,800. He will start versus Josiah Gray, probably hitting the sixth. So hopefully he can get it done before he maybe gets platooned for some reason. Gavin Sheets at 26 is a good price point. I like that a lot. Akil Baddoo, he's been playing really well, hitting towards the top of the order versus right-handed pitching. He's $2,500 going up against Clevinger. That's another good value on this slate. And other than that, go ahead and check lineups, as again, you'll have plenty on this slate. Pitchers recap for you. There are a lot of ways to go, so I'm not going to go over all of them. I'm going to narrow it down to my four guys, and we'll see where it goes from there. But give me Logan Webb. Give me Charlie Morton. John Gray is my favorite pitcher per price on this slate, and Jack Flaherty. Those are the four guys I'm rolling with right now. A ton can change. My cheat sheet will be out between 3:30 Pacific time, 6:30 Eastern, on Gaining the Edge Patreon, patreon.com/GTFantasy. $5 a month gets you that one. All right. Stacks. There will be plenty of stacks. I think Philadelphia versus Josiah Gray is a very, very fun one. Pittsburgh versus Flaherty, I get, but I like St. Louis versus Ronzi Contreras a ton. That's one I'd be circling as well. A few others. That Colorado Kansas City one is outstanding. I prefer Kansas City on that one, but both are really, really good. Other ones, the White Sox versus Olsen is awesome. Don't mind Detroit versus Klevdog, though. But the White Sox will be one of my top ones there. I like San Diego versus Taillon quite a bit as well. And that's about it. So San Diego, the White Sox, the KC Colorado game, St. Louis, and Philadelphia would be the ones I'd be looking at there. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see what lineups come out. It's a massive 13-game slate. Lots and lots of ways to go. So if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. More importantly, I'll be in the Discord at Game of the Edge Fantasy. But check out the Twitter for all the podcasts, all the articles, and much, much more. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 2nd edition. I'm out.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.